I'm Jason Brown with Lappian Parrot Production and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, Rawson Canal Road in Bishop is closed beginning yesterday, March 2nd, to allow for emergency repairs. The closure extends from East Line Street at the north end to just north of the Buckley Pond No. 1. The road is expected to remain closed for up to 8 weeks. For everyone's safety, all vehicle and pedestrian access is prohibited during this period. Please follow all posted signs and respect any gate closures in place. Crews are working as quickly and safely as possible to complete the needed repairs. For questions or concerns, email owensvalleycommunity@ladwp.com or contact Leslie Figueroa, Community Liaison, at 213-982-4076. And, of course, they thank you for your cooperation and understanding. Last week, Bishop Bronco Cano Graves competed at the California State Wrestling Championship in Bakersfield. He was the only Bronco to qualify for the tournament, earning his spot by placing sixth in the central section the previous week. Out of roughly 1,600 wrestlers in each weight class statewide, only the top 40 advanced to the state tournament. Since 2001, California has held a single combined state championship rather than separate divisions based on school size. In his opening, Cano faced a wrestler ranked number 14 in the state. Cano scored the first takedown and led 3-2 at the end of the first period. By the end of the second, he maintained a one-point advantage, 7-6. Early in the third period, Cano secured another takedown and pinned his opponent, advancing to the round of 16. There he met the number 2 ranked wrestler in California, a familiar opponent who he had defeated him earlier in the season. Cano lost that match and the one that followed, ending his tournament run. Head coach Bradley Howell said, "I have had a great time coaching Cano. These last couple of years, he really set the bar for Bishop Wrestling, and I'm excited to see Bishop's younger wrestlers competing at that level in the future." Assistant coach Jaron Williams said, "I am very proud of Cano and his postseason run. He demonstrated heart, determination, and grit. He competed against the best wrestlers in the state and found a way to win at the highest level. We wish we could keep him for another years because he is just getting started." Assistant coach Mark Hodges added, "Cano finished in the top 24 in the state, something no Bishop boy has ever achieved, to pin a state-ranked wrestler and to only be beaten by state-ranked wrestlers all season long is a tremendous feat." Senator Maria Alvarado Gill will rise on the Senate floor to request that the Senate state adjourn its session in memory of the 9 individuals who tragically died in the February 17, 2026 avalanche near Castle Peak in the Sierra Nevada. This adjournment in memory tribute will occur during the Senate floor session on Thursday, March 5th. Family members and friends of the deceased are invited to attend as guests in the Senate gallery. This event marks California's deadliest recorded avalanche, claiming lives from diverse communities across California, Nevada, and Idaho. Senator Alvarado Gill will deliver brief remarks honoring the lives, passions for the outdoors, and legacies of those lost from her district before moving to adjourn the session in memory of the 9 victims. The 9 victims can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, Saturday, March 7th, All Alabama Hills Ranger program will begin from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ranger pop-up table. Stop by and meet a ranger. You can learn something about the Alabama Hills or ask questions about camping, trails, and conditions. Sunday, March 8th, 2 to 3 p.m., Origin and Geology of the Alabama Hills. Join a ranger for a guided walk on the Mobius Arch Trail to learn about the many forces that created the unique Alabama Hills landscape. There's more dates and upcoming events that will be happening in the Alabama Hills Ranger programs, and those can be found at sierrawave.net. But before you go, here's some information you need to know about the program. All programs are free and meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead unless stated otherwise. Programs are outside and subject to cancellation without warning. Severe rain or wind may cancel the program. Children must be accompanied by an adult on all programs. Wear sturdy walking shoes, dress for changing weather, including a hat. Bring water, snacks, sunscreen, and your curiosity. For more information, email jkmckenna@blm.gov. Well, following a recent webinar we had yesterday with the National Weather Service out of Las Vegas, forecasters outlined two incoming weather systems expected to affect the region. The first system was primarily going to affect San Bernardino area, where yesterday's strong winds were the concern. Second storm will be arriving later this week towards Thursday, Friday, with winds in Inyo County. While breezy to windy conditions are expected to persist, impacts locally are expected to be limited, with little to no meaningful precipitation anticipated for the valley or mountain location. Temperatures will trend slightly cooler before warming again next week. Overall, dry conditions are expected to dominate throughout the week, with any minimal moisture chances confined to higher elevations. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or on X at Sierra Wave. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most of all, thanks for listening.